You are on 2SER Breakfast here with Tess this morning. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday, post-budget morning, I guess you could call it. And on the line with us now, actually, you may have heard we've got a 2SER team down in Canberra. We have our very own Rod Chambers on the line. Rod, thanks so much for taking the time out of the morning.
Oh, yeah, still dark down here. Is it dark up there?
The sun's coming up.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we've had a pretty busy day and a busy night, but there's a lot of interesting things in this budget that, of course, there's always surprises, but a lot of things in there that nobody was really expecting. I actually got to chat to Chris Richardson from Deloitte's in the lockup, because I had talked to him on the money program earlier. And The Wire earlier in the week, and he said he was surprised that the government actually managed to get the tax cuts in and still pay down the debt. And that's kind of the big news, Tess.
So I guess those were something that people weren't expecting, that they would be able to do both.
That's right. And it's really amazing how the situation's turned around in virtually the last 5 months, in that there's so much more money become available through tax receipts, and that's half of that's personal income tax, and that has come about because of better employment. There's more people in work and paying tax, and personal income tax is half the budget. So you know, everyone's been doing their bit to help the economy. So it's not just the commodity prices doing well or companies doing well. People are actually working and paying their tax. So the government now has all of this money, and they're paying down the debt. For instance, this year, Scott Morrison said no recurrent expenditure was financed by debt. So what that means is that we're no longer borrowing to cover just everyday items in the budget, which we had been doing. And then and what's been brought forward is the actual surplus date. So instead of happening in 3 years, it's now going to be happening in 2 years that we'll start getting surpluses to pay down all of our debt. So that's pretty amazing, considering what we were looking at, you know, a couple of budgets ago. And the other thing, of course, is the big item is the tax cuts.
Yes.
And yeah, $530. We knew about that going in for the lower levels, but the big thing that we didn't know about was that the middle tax bracket, the one up to 37,000, that one is going to, by 2024, it's going to disappear. So you won't be getting the 37% when you're in say like $80,000 range. You're going to just going to be 32.5% all the way through, until the very top tax bracket, which is only 3% of people.
I'll be dead honest, tax is not a strong point of mine. So does this mean that the brackets have been sort of shifted around, and that, you know, the people who were potentially paying more tax have been shifted down a bracket?
Well, look, there's a bracket's going to be... bracket is going to be completely taken out. So there's only going to be three brackets now instead of the current four. So by 2024, you won't have that 37% bracket. So at the moment, I think once you get over 87,000, you go up to the 37% in the dollar taken out of your salary. But that is going to disappear. So it'll only be when you get to 200,000 that you'll be paying more. And so Scott Morrison was saying, you know, virtually your whole life, you'll only be on 32.5 now, because most people won't get to 200,000, you know, that sort of higher tax bracket. So you'll basically have just one tax rate.
And one quote that I've seen, it was floating around from Barry Cassidy on the post-budget coverage from the ABC last night, which stuck out to me, was, "There's nothing in there to annoy them, but there's nothing in there to excite them either." Do you think that's a fair sort of analysis, having been in the lockup and been down there in Canberra?
Well, and the government is feeling... I mean, ScoMo, as we said in our coverage, he's reaching, hitting all his KPIs. He's paying down the debt. He's delivering tax cuts for an election coming up. He's managed to increase spending in a lot of areas like this. There's a huge amount of money going to housing for the Northern Territory for Indigenous housing. There's even a buyback scheme so that if you've had a claim to a land claim and you haven't succeeded, and the land council will be able to get loans to, or will it be actually get grants to buy some land for the land corporation. So there's a lot of things in this budget that are splashing the cash around, which is going to make people happy. But then there's also odd things like this crackdowns on the black economy. I think cigarettes are becoming a bit of a problem in terms of trading in the black economy. And for instance, there's going to be a ban on transactions in cash over $10,000. And I don't know whether they picked that particular figure, but if you go over this ban, the wording used in the budget speech was that we will hunt you down.
Yeah, I saw that. That was interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know what you do if it's a Sunday and you wanted to buy a secondhand car for say $12,000. Banks aren't open. Usually they'd want cash for you to buy the car. Is there going to be black cars arriving and taking you away or something? I don't know.
It'll be one to watch, Rod. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, but there's quite a lot of detail in this budget. There's a lot in health. Aged care is a big focus. Getting care for people that are aging in their own homes, and there's also things that relate to prudential regulation of nursing homes as well, so that. Your money for your bonds is going to be safer, but that's, I think, going to be a cost as well because it's going to be levied on the nursing homes. There's a lot of different measures going through a lot of departments. Of course, there's a lot of infrastructure as well. Keeping us safe is part of the tenets of this building the strong economy. That's what this sort of catchphrase is for this particular budget, and keeping it strong is also keeping you safe. That's another, of course, one of the strengths of a Conservative government is that sort of safety angle and defence and that sort of thing. And so they're going to upgrade all of the major airports in Australia to provide better security as well. So I'm not sure that will turn out to be, but in the environment we heard before. The budget that the Great Barrier Reef was getting, $500 million. But there's also some little ones as well, like the Tamar River in Launceston, that estuary is going to get a whole, I can't remember the figure now, but it's going to be cleaned up because it's quite a big area of water there and there's been some industry there over the years. So that's getting a clean up and there's various things like that and there's more roads and there's more... trains, planes and automobiles. Not a lot of trains going on. We had a lot of trains last year. So it's mainly roads and aeroplanes in terms of infrastructure.
Well, we'll let you get packed up so you can head on back to Sydney. But Rod, thanks so much for your time this morning.
All right. Thanks, Tess. It's been great talking to you. Great to be on breakfast.
Rod Chambers there, 2SER's very own. He's from The Wire. He's from On The Money. He's been down in Canberra with our budget team.